Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 10th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 17th Shaban 1441. Today is Friday, and on Friday we do the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today we'll be doing the third in this series. This Sahabi and this companion's name is Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His titles were Al-Ghani and Dhun Nurain. He was born 6 years after our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was 6 years younger than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he passed away 24 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was born 6 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away approximately 24 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uthman, he was the son of Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was from a very noble family and a very wealthy family. His character was noble and he was very modest. And he received two titles, like I just mentioned. The first title being Dhun Nurain. This means the possessor of two lights. This is because he was very fortunate to marry two daughters of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, he married Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And after she passed away, he married Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala's second title was Al-Ghani. Now, Ghani means the generous one. And this is because he was very wealthy, and this wealth, he spent a lot of it, a great amount of it, in order to help the Muslims. He accepted Islam upon the invitation of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was amongst the first few Sahaba to accept Islam. So in the initial stages, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first gained prophethood, one of the first few Sahaba to accept Islam was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was because him and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were very close friends. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu invited him, and he liked what he heard about Islam, and he immediately accepted Islam. During his life and during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he done many great things. But one very great memory we can find is during one occasion when the Muslims reached Makkah and they were not allowed entry into Makkah. So there was a need for one person to enter into Makkah. Now we need to understand that Makkah was filled with the enemies of Islam. That is why the Muslims had to migrate to Medina for their safety. So there was enemies of Islam in Makkah. So whoever entered into Makkah in order to gain negotiation and to discuss matters with them, his life was in great danger. And this is known as Sulh Hudaybiyah. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu volunteered very bravely for this, and he went into Makkah and he represented the Muslims in the discussion. He was, in character, like I mentioned, very modest, maybe the most modest amongst all of the Sahaba. And he was very well known for his piety. He used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, after Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was nominated as the third Khalifa, and he remained Khalifa and the leader of the Muslims for 12 years. During this 12 years, he expanded the Muslim empire even further, and Islam during his reign reached Turkey and North Africa. He, alhamdulillah, lived quite a lengthy life, and he was martyred at the age of 82, and the death he gained was a very special one because he passed away while he was reciting the glorious Quran, and he is buried in Jannatul Baqi, which is in Madinatul Munawwara. It is a very special graveyard regarding which Many good things have been mentioned by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's buried in a very special place. And even now, when you visit Medina, you have the good fortune of going to visit Jannatul Baqi and also going to the grave of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of his accomplishments, all of his ibadat that he done during his life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him on our behalf. Over the weekend, as has been the practice with the previous two Sahaba, I want you to see if you can find any stories regarding Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and make a note of them so that you can gain a little bit more understanding about this great companion. Inshallah, we'll continue with the fourth companion next week. Until then, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.